Desmond.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hawk.
How are you, Jasmine?
Brandon.
Good, and you?
Hello, Brandy.
Hey.
We're all good.
Good.
We'll start momentarily. Shane Hood could shabri foolish kinte bitchilu. Urfimu, Urfimu, Udhilu. The act shame, you'd heard the latte, the Yifuga, Shilin the same polyestrian.
The Nea Matu
Bain with Kayen, Gatta Hirata Omer. La so Mahat Rua, Leo Trainu, La so, the son Borenu. Vaihino amaduna elohinu aleina masei adeno ponine aleina masei adeno ponine du. Adonai yohei wahei, igmor badi Adonai yohei wahei, hazdecha leolam masei adecha, alkeres ekra, elohim elohim, Gomer alai, the Neemar, the Agor alai, Yere, Tito Serset, the Damais, Zayomar, La, the Damais, Zayil, Zayomar, La, the Damais, Zayil, Parking of Shiet Adonaio, Elohim Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohai Degadalka Meod Hod Yohadar Levashta Ote Ote Shalmai Note Shemayim Karia. You are my keys, the surrounding light, the blessing that unifies Zeran Din and Malkut. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Vetzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer, and we may all say Amen.
Amen.
Hayom Echad Arba'ah Echad v'arba'im yom la'omer Shein chamisha shavuot v'shisha yamim. Today is the 41st day of the Omer, which is 5 weeks and 6 days. The number 41 is the gematria of the night. The word in Hebrew for mother, Im, Aleph Mem. The inner light. Harachaman hu yachatir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bin heira b'yameinu. And we should all say Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. We will stop at a letter, and we will stop at a word. I'm not saying being is more sheer. Elohim Yechanenu Vivarkenu Yair Panav Vitanu Sela Ladat Baaretz Darkecha Bekol Goim Yeshua Techa Yoducha Amim Elohim Yoducha Amim Kulam Yismechu v'ranenu le'umim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aret. The letter resh. The letter resh can be the meaning of resh, the head, or it can be the meaning of lax, which is poor. Which of your character traits leads you to be in lack? Doesn't allow you to fulfill yourself in a proper manner? That ignores the head that's leading you to the fulfillment. Ba'aretz tanhen sela yoducha min Elohim yoducha min kulam. Eretz nana yudula yivakenu Elohim. Elohim, the name of God dealing in the frame of judgment in Gevurah, in strength and in power. Elohim that has the middle letters, Lamed Hey Yud, that has the energy of mercy concealed within the energy of judgment. Which of your traits are leading you to commit judgment against other people instead of judging yourself? This is the things that you need to work on. Eloheinu Yivarkenu Elohim Zeiru Oto Kalach Se'aret. Yana Bekoach Anna Bekoach Gedulat Yemincha Tati Be'elva. Always the Gimur Yotat Sadi Taberinat Amcha Sad Venu Ha'chareinu No. Sufei Shayim, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehuta, Kiva Vashamren. Nun Gimogalit, Yitachin. Farhem Tacharen, Rakame Sitakha, Tami Yidamre. Tetresh Sadi Taf Gimel Kasim Kadosh Bero Tucha Na'el Adatecha That true fit, that Nunayim. Yachid Yeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatecha. The letter Kuf. As a word, the word Kuf means a monkey. The letter itself is a double agent. It feeds the negative system just enough energy to keep it alive, but not enough energy to truly test us. So the negative system has to coerce us, has to fool us into giving him that extra energy that he needs to live a more fulfilled life in the darkness that he exists. Which of your character traits is creating that condition where you keep feeding this negative system? Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodeya Ta'alumo Kim Kufav Tadiyutah. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, we're now going to count the Omer in the third method, that of the Sefirot itself. Ribono shel olam, ata sevitanu al yedei Moshe. Avdecha lispor sefirata omer Kidei letacharenu miklipotenu umitumatenu Kimo shekatata betorata usfartem lachem Mimacharad hashabbat miyom haviachem Eto omer hatzinufa sheva shabbatot Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu Elohei Avoteinu Shavizkut Sefirata Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yitukan Ma Shebagamti Sefirah Yisod
Sheve
Yisod Yesod should be Yesod, the foundation in the frame of the foundation. Which of your character traits is causing you to weaken your foundation? How is it that you forget where you come from? How is it that you don't follow through and you keep weakening the foundation? These are aspects of your character traits that need to be changed and need to be improved. V'yatayer v'yatkadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala amen v'la. Tonight's class, is a Zohar class from the Parsha of Behar. You will find it on the revealed wisdom matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, when you click on that link, it loads up with a landing page of all of the different parashas. Scroll down towards the end of the book of Vayikra to the parasha Behar, or Behar. When you open up that landing page, please click on Class 7B, which starts at Pasuk 44. And I will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudcha Beichu Yishkinte Bidhilu Erhimu Udhimu Udhimu Erhimu Ve'akta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhei Ve'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Masei Yadeinu Konene Aleinu Masei Yadeinu Konene Ilein Diel Vadehon Kamalakim Palig Arbanim Diluchon Lemalachim Haidiktiz Et Karbani Lachmi Leishai Dignum Pardon the phone. Latayan Diviran. The pardon Diviran. Inundiatme. Ares. Inund carbonin divne. Nashatulotin. Filstin. Tavin carbonin. Tachatzi Mare Midot Ile Mare Raze Dioraita Besitrin Genizin Dipon Kutshabrihu Nachit Hu Begarmea The Kabila Carbonin Bilhon Dihi Dorat Hashem Tamima Shakinta Tadisha Me Midot. The translation. Those whose deeds are like those of the angels, he distributes their sacrifices among the angels. Hence it says, my offering, the provision of my sacrifices made by and also to my fires, namely to the angels that are called fires, as their offerings are not of animals, since animal offerings are made by the illiterate. Human offerings are prayers and good deeds. The offerings of the students of the law, men of virtue, those who know secrets of the Torah and the mysteries hidden therein, the Holy One, blessed be He Himself, descends to receive their sacrifices, which are the Torah of Hashem is perfect, the Holy Shekhinah, which has 10 Sefirot. My commentary. This pasuk is describing how our modern-day sacrifices, our daily prayers, are distributed. It is indicating that prayers are received directly by the Creator. It also says that animal sacrifices are made by the illiterate. The Hebrew word that is translated as illiterate is important to truly know how accurate is this statement. If it is true, it is consistent with the prophecy that after the temple is rebuilt, there will be two levels of humans. One will fly about Jerusalem, and the other will need to continue to study the Torah and to bring animal sacrifices. In my opinion, if this prophecy was better known and understood, there would be more students of Kabbalah. Pasuk 45. V'tal midei dirabanan inun milim. Kakilache Yare Minachos Vait Acharanin Demit Gavrin Alayhu Dioraita Dilhom Kakilat Menachot Atzman Vilashe Yare Minachot Vait Acharanin Yoraita Bilhom Akilat Kadashim Ma'akalim Mitamaminim Lemalka Dekad Menachot Demakalim Dekarbanim Mane Kuchabrichu Lekarvaleya Ubavaita Gilea Dehi Shakinta Dehaihu Pikuda Lekarva Karbanot Savait Sibihira Lekayem Kim Bizot Yitalem The translation. The words of the students of the teachers are like the remnants of the meal offering. Others of greater strength, their Torah study is like the meal offerings proper, not their remnants. There are others whose Torah is eating the holy things, and several victuals that are before the king. All the meal offerings and the dishes of offerings the Holy One, blessed be He, commanded to offer in His house, the Shekhinah. This is the precept of bringing offerings in the temple, the Shekhinah, so that the verse will be fulfilled. But let him that glories, glory in this, namely in the Shekhinah called this. My commentary. This pasuk is describing the level of consciousness of the students of Kabbalah and their prayers. Prayers without unifications is a lesser level. Prayers with unifications are a higher level. Yet all of these levels will have a connection to the Shekhinah. Pasuk 46. The Malka de Hawo Abdo Gitva Pakisto, the Shultane Malkuta Shalhelea, Kamade Orotene, Amar Mandivaye, the Mishlach Lidorona. La Yishlach Elabida Dematronita Lekayem Ba'umaltuto Ba'kol Mashallah Ukipit Itkariyat Shekin Ta'karban La'ashem Ola La'ashem La'asham Lashem v'afilu karban midot v'yul dot tum tzorayim v'zavim v'zavot olay tzarich l'karba Lashem ushkin te'u batar ihi paligat Lekola hahidikin vati ten keres. Leveta, the hok, lenaroteha, viafilu mizona, tehewan kigon karban, saorim makal zaidran, umakal avadim, Ushpachot devei malka, Yafilu dikalvei, Udhamare, Ubale lekayem ba'al malchuto. Bekom ashala nalam bi'al yadah. Pali kola v'ikti v'atiten. Sari leveta v'chok le'narotecha. The translation. This is like a king whose servants, ministers, and governors sent him gifts. He said, he who wishes to send me a gift shall do so solely through the queen, so that the verse shall be fulfilled by her, and his kingdom rules over all. The Shekinah is therefore called an offering to Hashem, a burnt offering to Hashem, a guilt offering to Hashem, and even offerings for an unclean thing, for mothers, lepers, and men and women who have an issue. Everything should be sacrificed to Hashem and his Shekinah. The Shekinah then distributes to everybody as it is written and gives food to her household and a portion to her maidens. She even gives the food for the animals, such as the offerings of barley, which is food for animals, and the food of slaves and maids of the king's house, and even of dogs and mules and camels, which are klipot. She gives everything, so that it shall be fulfilled by her, and his kingdom rules over all. Where do we know that through her everything is distributed? As it is written, and gives food to her household and a portion to her maiden. My commentary. The verse is clear as it is written. Everything will flow through the Shekinah. Pasuk 47. Vagin dekucha berichu ben yudhei, vav ben yudhei. Kolil yudhei vav ushlinu dileya Hashem. Ihi olalet yudalet vav dalet parban la yudalet vav dalet. Shalamin Lashem Karivu Dileya Shalimu Dileya Yveya Ashlim Yudhei Vav Lamecheve Yud Dalet Vav Dalet. The translation. Since the Holy One, blessed be He, Zerumpin is the son of Yudhei, Hakma and Bina, namely the Vav, the son of Yudhei, Zerumpin, then comprises Yudhei Vav, and is perfected by the He, the Malchut. Since then, the name Yudhei Vav He is completed. Malchut, therefore, is a burnt offering to Yudhei Vav He, an offering to Yudhei Vav He. Peace offerings to Yudhei Vav He, for she is brought near, the Hebrew word is Kirva. She is brought near him.
Man.
Namely an offering, the Hebrew word is Korban. His perfection, the Hebrew word is Shlemut. Namely peace offerings, the Hebrew word is Shelamim. Hey. Yud-Hei Vav is completed into Yud-Hei Vav He. My commentary. To a student of Kabbalah, this pasuk is clear as written. It is reinforcing the idea that the Shekhinah, which is the Malchut, completes the name of Hashem. Pasuk 48. Wekolai Hadar Beya Ugin Dazoveya Elohim Yacharan, Bilti La Yadalad Bavdalad Livado, Bila Yahiv Shultanuta, Lusitra Akara, the Karbana de Kol Elohim, Akerim Alma de Feruda, Inun the late Lone Kiriva, Baihuda, the Kud Shabarihu, Afrish Lone Mishmea, the Kagon de Afrish, Koshech Meor, Ahidiki Vayavdel, Elohim Bain Haor, Uvain Hahosha, Uman the Kari, Likud Shabarihu, Madia Frish, Yaman the Kari, Misavu the Nida, Livala the Haihu, Razav the Elisha, the Nidat. Umeyata Lo Tachrayav Megalot Ayevata. The translation. Everything comes back to Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and therefore he that sacrifices to any Elohim except for Hashem and only Hashem, he shall be utterly destroyed. For he is not to give strength to the other side through a sacrifice, as all the other Elohim are of the world of separation and have no closeness and unison. And the Holy One, blessed be he, separated them from his name. That is, he separated darkness from light. As it is written, and Elohim divided the light from the darkness. He who brings close that which the Holy One, blessed be he, separated, is like he who joins a woman who is impure with her menstrual flow to her husband. This is the secret meaning of, also you shall not approach a woman in the impurity of her menstrual flow. My commentary. This pasuk is discussing the very few people who serve or sacrifice to their personal idols. This is consistent with the idea that a human being can be moved to be so close to an idol that the person is no longer human. This is proven by the story of the man from Germany who went into the bunker at the end of World War II, and disappeared since he was no longer human after causing the destruction of 50 to 60 million human beings. Pasuk 49. Behailo hagale ervatan kaeru.
Afrish Leah
Leleplea, Ulasa Bishmea, Tekucha Barithu, Bachar Lon Yisrael, Mikol Shear Uman, Hahidikti Lucha Bachar, Hashem Upalib, Lon Minayu. Lehula keya, haidikiv ki helek Hashem yamo. The translation. This is the reason for not uncovering their nakedness, which means nearness, as every kind of incest is equal to worshipping idols of all the other sides. Of which it says, by these were the isles of the nations divided into their lands. And after their tongues in their lands, in their nations. It is also written, because Hashem did there confound the language of all the earth, and from there did Hashem scatter them. The Holy One, blessed be He, separates whoever brings an offering to other sides from His name. And he has no portion in this name. Since the Holy One, blessed be He, chose Israel from the other nations, as it is written, and Hashem has chosen you and took them from among them as His portion. Hence it says, for Hashem's portion is His people. My commentary. The laws of incest in chapter 18 and chapter 20 of the book of Leviticus is misunderstood. This explanation that nakedness means nearness is very helpful in understanding the Kabbalistic teaching that the laws of incest refers to the Sephirot and not people. Pasuk 50. Yahid Lono Raita Mishbeya Zeshemi Lealam Bezezikri Ledor Dor Behaukuha Yud Heim Shemi Shin Hei Vav Hei Im Zikri Ramach Beko Mitzvah Umitzvah Kashir lonely Israel, Bishmeya, Lemechavei, Kol Aever, Dever Dilchom, Kulak Adveya, Veachasanteya, Uginda Zovehach, the Elohim, Yaharam the Gomer. The translation. He therefore gave them the Torah from His own name, as it is written, this is My name, the Hebrew word is Shmi, forever, and this is My memorial, the Hebrew word is Zichri, to all generations. We have explained this. Yud-Heh, together with Shmi, totals 365 in numerical value, corresponding to the 365 negative precepts of the Torah. Vav-Heh, together with Zikri, is 248 in numerical value, corresponding to the 248 positive precepts. With each one and every precept, He bound Israel to His name so that each of their members would be a part of His lot and portion. Therefore, he that sacrifices to any Elohim, he shall be utterly destroyed. My commentary says that this verse is clear as written. Pasuk 51. Shalichin Yisrael Shadcha L'Hashem B'Halika Dilchon B'Hakitz Dilchon Chada Chudikiv B'Chit Halecha Tanche Otach B'Shach B'Cha Tishmor Alecha Bachakitzota Ki Otachitcha Kamahu Talmida Vishtat Vishtatach Kameya Vyamar Zaka Aihu Huakeyo Demand Zake Lelishme Ma Milini Lane Kuru Shaim Hashem Bekol Sitra Vela Nafik Maneya Levar Bekol Sitro Ayin Kahraya Mihema. The translation. Israel should make themselves partners with Hashem in their walking and in their waking, as it is written, when you walk, it shall lead you. When you lie down, it shall keep you. And when you awake, it shall talk with you. The students rose and they prostrated before him and said, happy is the portion of he who is worthy of hearing these words, which are all the name of Hashem on every side, of which nothing comes from outside any of his sides. My commentary. The verse is clear as written. That's the end of section 7. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. I remind you of some significant upcoming events. Next Monday night, we will do our Rosh Chodesh event. Motzi Shabbat, we'll do Havdalah as a community. And a week from Saturday night, a week from tomorrow night, we will have the holiday of Shavuot. We will not be doing our all-night study, but the all-night study is available to you on the recordings that we will be studying this coming week. Shabbat Shalom to all. I remind you that tomorrow morning we have a Psalms class. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol to all.